I'm Eitan, and this is The Review. City went to Anfield and came away with a point from a 1-1 draw. Joining me to discuss the ins and the outs, to figure out if it's a good result or a bad result, to figure out if we're selling the whole squad or giving them all pay rises, I've got two mainstays from the 93-20 podcast, Steve Tudor and first Mr. Jordan Elgott. Afternoon, Jordan.
Afternoon, Eitan. How are you doing?
I'm good, actually. I watched the game again, which actually, in now that I've done it, I'm glad that I did, because I think that you definitely have a very different view of the game once you know the result, if that makes sense. Particularly a game like that was so tense when watching it live. It's a lot easier to understand the ebb and the flow when you watch it a second time around. So that's helped. That's helped my mood. Although I went into it thinking I'll take a point. So coming out of it with a point means that I wasn't too downhearted at the full time whistle. But we'll get into that. Mr. Tudor, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm loving being called a mainstay. Loving that. That evokes that I'm, you know, kind of centre mid, knocking a ball 5 yards. Either side of me, reliable, been at the club for a good 8-9 years. Love it.
Excellent. Well, look, we're going to kick off with a very simple question. I'll start with you, Steve. Would you have taken a draw when the teams were announced if I'd have offered it to you?
Not a chance. No, I've never been more confident about getting a result at Anfield on seeing that their team lineups, and particularly, of course, Liverpool and their weaknesses therein with the injuries that they had. It looked like a cobbled together side. It very much looked like Klopp's mentality, you know, via necessity, was to keep things tight for the first hour, keep things maybe one goal difference either way, and then bring Salah on and hope that he makes a difference, and of course Robertson too. And that is exactly as it transpired. So in that regard, it's a good result for him. But certainly going into the game, I thought, yeah, these are there for the taking. We can have these. You looked at the individuals and the individual matchups, and it's like, yeah, De Bruyne could feast upon, you know, that kind of right flank there with Gomez. Bradley, great player, really, really impressed with Bradley this season, but inexperienced, big occasion, goes forward a lot, you know, there's a lot of room behind him. That midfield, Endo, he's looked good any times I've seen him, but, you know, he's not elite class, and that forward line didn't strike fear into me, so it was a really rare occasion of going to Anfield thinking, I fancy 3 points today.
Okay. Jordan?
Yeah, there are very few games where I would take a draw. You know, if we only needed a point to get through in the Champions League, for example, or a point to secure the title. But generally, I go into every game thinking that we're capable of winning, regardless of where it is. Yes, we know that we've not necessarily performed that well in the big away games this season, but with the quality in the squad, you know, you've always got the chance of a memorable victory at Anfield or the Emirates or somewhere like that. So I wouldn't have taken a draw at the start, but I would have said a draw would be a fine result at the start, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. I think I definitely was happy with the idea of a draw before the teams were announced, and even in a way after the teams were announced. There's been, I think that for me, the wider context was more looking at sort of the crest of a wave that Liverpool have been riding really in the last month, but certainly I would say almost since Klopp announced the fact that he was leaving at the end of the season. And it sort of made me feel as though something that Pep said after the game, I felt going into the game, which was, there'll be a 30-minute period in this game where they will be all over us and we will be under the cosh. And we've had moments in games like that against Liverpool where they've taken games away from us in those moments. And just the kind of, I looked at the wider context and I was like, you know what? Leave here with a point so that it's as tight as it can be at the top. I'm fine with that, because I felt the flip side of that, which was them winning and going four clear of us, would have made it really challenging. So that was more or less my vibe on the potential of what the result could be. So the other big thing when the teams drop are the inclusion of Alvarez and the omission of Diaz. So, Steve, for you, how did you feel about both of those decisions?
Diaz was a surprise, pure and simple. I didn't have any kind of great feelings towards it either way. I was just purely surprised at it. He's like made for such encounters, isn't he? Akanji went on to have a really good game. And to be fair, I really, really like Akanji, and I always talk him up on the pod. So I'm always happy to see him included. But goes back to just being surprised. You know, he's a leader, Diaz. So I don't know what the situation is behind the scenes there. I don't know what was part of Pep's decision-making in making that call. Alvarez, oh God, I mean, we're going to really kind of dig down into this throughout the pod, but I didn't want him starting in this fixture. I didn't want this same kind of lineup that we've seen get the better of a lot of inferior teams this season, but always you see a weakness within it, within the setup. And a lot of it comes down to Alvarez and, crucially, his positioning, because I love the lad and I want him to stay at City for another 10 years and I really, really rate him. But playing where he plays as a kind of, you know, left-sided playmaker is not for him. He loses a ball way too often. He's very much a weak link in our kind of armoury, I would say, playing where he does. So I just didn't want him playing there. I thought Kovacic in the middle. Personally, I thought he was going to go with Rodri and Bernardo in the middle. And I was kind of banking, hoping on Doku being fit as it was. Or Bob, I would have actually quite liked to see Bob there playing on the left. I wasn't happy to see Alvarez starting. And as it transpired, I was right to be wary.
Jordan?
I wish I was surprised when I saw his name on the team sheet. But given that he started our first 25 Premier League games, I think tells you everything you need to know about Pep's opinion of him. Very similar position as Steve. Don't think he should be playing anywhere other than leading the line when Haaland's not available or Haaland needs a rest, particularly when De Bruyne is in the team. Thought Alvarez, despite his flaws of, you know, it's not his fault, he's a striker, he's being played out of position, did really well in De Bruyne's absence, got a lot of goals and assists that we needed. But, you know, I want to make it clear that I'm not criticising him here. I think there's definitely a conversation to be had about his ability as a footballer, but I don't think this is the time to do it because it's not about that. It's the fact that he's being misused and it's damaging the team. Now, Pep is clearly seeing something in Alvarez's game that he wants in those big games, you know. I think it was fairly clear he shouldn't start in the middle against a team like Liverpool just because of how good they are at pressing. And for a guy that loses the ball quite a lot, you know, it's not ideal to have him in the middle in that sort of game. But Pep must be seeing something in his game where he's willing to forgive that. I mean, he started away at Arsenal on the right and he started against Liverpool on the left. And the only things that I can think of that Pep wants him in the team for are, one, his work rate, because he presses like a dog. He works extremely hard. As it happens, during the game, I don't think he was very effective from a defensive point of view. I still thought that Liverpool's greatest threat was coming down the right-hand side in the first half, and he didn't really help Ake out a great deal. And two, his goal-scoring threat. Now, I don't believe he carries any greater a goal-scoring threat from deep than Phil, than Oscar Bob, potentially. Yeah, I just think that... And when I cast my mind back to goals that he scored for us this season, correct me if I'm wrong, but the only big goal I can recall is Newcastle at home in the second game of the season. So yeah, I mean, for me, it's a bit of a mystery. It points to the fact that we don't have a player that has all the attributes that Pep would want for this game. I think also the way we set up, De Bruyne and Haaland didn't look like they were doing a great deal out of possession in terms of pressing. So Alvarez was sort of having to do the pressing of two men. But yeah, I mean, for me, he just shouldn't be starting in a game of that quality and magnitude. I just don't think he's got the necessary technical level to be thrown into that. And as I said, it's on Pep, it's not on him. I just don't think he should be playing there.
Okay. Steve, so the game kicked off. How do you feel City started the game? Were you, to kind of extend, widen that out a little bit, were you surprised at how passive Liverpool seemed to be in the opening exchanges?
I was surprised at their passivity. As regards to how we started, I thought we were superb. That first, in particular, the first 10 minutes, and you could extend that to 15 minutes. Mm. I thought the quickness of our passing, the inventiveness behind our passing, there was at least two attacks which were so clever and so quick in terms of how we got the move the ball out left to Alvarez, was so impressive and so encouraging that I thought, yeah, this is going to be our day. But of course, you always have that caveat, don't you? Well, there's two with Anfield. One, you expect them to come at you at some point, as you said earlier. But also, in addition to that, it's don't be one of those days, lads. Don't be one of those days where we're just spurning chance after chance. And going into the game, I can't remember who I said it to. It may well have been on the pod. I said, really, I'm seeing this in very simple terms. Either it's a City against Luton, where 15 shots on target from 17. Or it's a City against United where we just couldn't hit a barn door for the first hour. If it's City against Luton, we are going to comfortably win at Anfield. And then 5-6 minutes in, we've created, what, three chances? Really good chances as well. And it's like, oh shit, it's one of those days. That was the feeling I got. And I just want to quantify what I said right at the start as well, where I said I really wouldn't have took a point and I was confident of a win and et cetera. Anfield does something to you. So about 10 minutes in, I would have took a point, even though we were on top. It just, that place, and I was trying to break down what it does to that place, because it's only noise. That's all it is. It's noise. And it's noise made by 65-year-old men called Derek. You know what I mean? It's not like, it shouldn't be an overly threatening place, but for some reason, that place does do something to the opposition, and it absolutely does rattle City. And so 10 minutes in, we're on top. And at that stage, it's like, lads, just get out of here with a point, please.
Did you, Steve, before I throw this over to Jordan, so I don't mean this in a negative way, but one, did you feel that we almost started too bright? And second, because the goal comes so early, do you feel, Jordan, I'm going to get you to talk me through the set piece, but Steve, from your point of view, did you feel we maybe scored a touch too early?
Here's the weird thing. We scored too early for ourselves. Usually that kind of maxim applies to the opposition as much as, you know, your team, but it almost wholly applied to ourselves. We scored too early, and it affected our mentality, how we approached the game. We very much changed our approach to it. I mean, clearly you could see the passing dropped off, the overall kind of possession was slower, more deliberate, more measured. We were trying to kill, take the sting out of the game, and it was a sting that we put into the game that we were in control of. And so it made no sense. But by going ahead, that was the decision made. Whether it was a purposeful decision or not, I don't know. But that was certainly the changing approach that we took. And that was very much to our detriment. So let's say it would have been 0-0 after 40 minutes. We could have fairly anticipated that level of performance from City up to that 40 minutes. And then suddenly you're nearly at half time. And it's a very different game then. Mm. But because we scored perhaps too early, yeah, I think we let it affect ourselves. Liverpool didn't change. We just allowed them back into the game, and they took that opportunity, it has to be said.
John, do you agree with Steve that Liverpool didn't really change, that City's mentality changed after the goal?
Well, first of all, I just can't get on board with agreeing that we scored too early. I don't think that's applicable for a club of our quality. I think that's something that you say about Luton or Sheffield United or Burnley, teams lower down in the table. Us scoring early is a great thing. You know, I certainly didn't come into my head that, oh God, we scored too early. I'm like, great, they now need to score two to beat us. I felt we started brilliantly as well. Interesting that on previous occasions, when we go to a ground like Anfield, we'll try and just take the sting out of it, whereas we definitely felt a little bit more attacking in the opening 25 minutes. Although, if I think back to the Emirates at the start of the season, I think we were quite bright in the opening there as well. We certainly had a good chance early on there. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, I don't think we changed that much. I just think the way that we set up for the game left us open to not having a great deal of control and dictating the rhythm of the game. And we were also playing against a team that are fantastic when they get going.
Thanks for listening to the first 15 minutes of the show. To listen to the full podcast and all our content, including reviews, previews, analysis, quizzes and much more, go to 9320.com to sign up now, or simply click the link in the description. So what are you waiting for? Go to 9320.com now for the best, most passionate, impartial coverage of Manchester City and beyond.